Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for NBC's newest superhero, Connection Man.
Connection Man, Connection Man, connecting to all the hearts she can. Odds are field, speed of light, need requests or inner sights. Look out, here comes Connection Man.
Here comes Connection Man. Oh, I just love hearing that. What's up, Team Humanity? The Empathy Doctor is in the house, and I'm here to help you diagnose your relationships for any deficiency in vitamin empathy. I am former Major League Baseball player, excellence off the field author, and non-bullying speaker, Tony Scruggs, from TheEmpathyGuy.com, also known as the Empathy Institute, a playground for peace, speaking peace. Our mission at the Empathy Institute is to help people create a quality of connection where natural giving is possible and compassionate giving is natural. Now, the universe and my dad call me Simba, spirit, mind, and body, and I'm here to offer you a gift. I'm here to offer you hope and inspiration, encouragement and transformation. I am here to offer you respect, inclusion, connection, equality, and acceptance. I'm here to offer you mindful empathy, a way of speaking and being where we can change how we think, feel, and behave, and learn how to connect to ourselves and others. How's that sound, Team Humanity? How's that sound? Today on Simba Radio, we have a very special guest all the way from the northern part of Sweden, kind of spiritual being, experiencing life as an actress with a broadcasting degree. She's a model. She's an athlete. She's a business owner. Her fitness lifestyle company is called Fitness by OSA. The links are at the bottom of the description, and we will repeat them again at the end of this episode. And now, she's the author of a new book titled The Booty Chronicles. You heard me, The Booty Chronicles. It's the story of a young Swedish girl who, along with her unique asset, get it, asset, crosses the Atlantic, goes to Hollywood, gets a $1 million proposal, and learns from her derriere, who's one of many nicknames as Bubbles, by the way, how to stay in one's truth no matter what comes at you. I'm going to repeat that. How to stay in one's truth no matter what comes at you. Wow. Well, OSA, congratulations and welcome to Simba Radio. How are you feeling tonight?
How can I not feel just absolutely excellent from that introduction? That was fantastic. I'm feeling very, very great. Thank you very much for asking. How are you?
Oh, wow. Thank you for asking. I'm feeling spiritually grateful, physically cheerful, and mentally I'm enjoying the idea of getting into the Booty Chronicles.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be on the show, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Do you want to tell our audience, our listeners, two things up front? How a young Swedish girl ended up 10,000 miles away from home, and a little brief synopsis of what this new book, The Booty Chronicles, is all about.
Okay, well, yes, absolutely. How a young girl, Swedish girl, ended up here in Los Angeles. I was actually here as a Swedish nanny for a little bit, and I say it with the accent because it's been requested many times. And then I went back home to Sweden, and then I came back a bit later to go to college, and I studied broadcasting, like you mentioned, and I also studied acting and also some nutrition, and I ended up with my company, Fitness by OSA, because I just fell in love with fitness more and more. So that was basically how I ended up here, and I stayed. And
wow.
Yeah, so that's That's the short story of it. And while this book, The Buddha Chronicles, it might seem a little different than what it actually is, but it's basically I have gotten so much attention because of this backside of mine ever since I was a 13-year-old girl in Sweden. And when I came here, it totally broke loose. So I can basically write a book about all the crazy stories, reactions, and indecent proposals and other type of proposals. And so that's how it came about. And the twist of it is that because my booty seems to have a life of its own, it starts to talk back. And so that's where the humor comes in. And it can be quite sarcastic at times. Also... It has a much deeper thread to it as well, and like you mentioned, it ties into two lessons in life and what we learn about ourselves and others, and then it ties into how to stay in our truth no matter what comes at us, and so that's the short version of the book.
Wow, and just. For those who are listening, just to let you know, I actually read the Buddha Chronicles from beginning to end, and I absolutely invite you to pick this book up because it is three books in one, if you can imagine. It's a self-help book as Osa guides us on a journey of, like we've been talking about, staying in one's truth. And then it's a memoir where we get these absolutely amazing stories of a person's life along with the self-help. And then because Osa has taken some of the most beautiful pictures that you will ever see in the world, there are, and tell me if this is accurate, there's 15 pictures, Osa, is that right? 15?
Yes, there's one after each chapter. Yes.
So there's 15 of the most beautiful pictures that you will ever see. Basically, it's a self-help book, it's a memoir, and it's a coffee table book, a self-help memoir coffee table book that you're getting all in one. And before I forget, this episode of Simba Radio is being brought to you by Diane Diamond and True North House Publishing, who happen to be the publisher of The Buddha Chronicles. So big shout-out to Diane and True North House. Now, you talked about your booty having a conversation, and what I remember is one of the subjects that really touched me, Osa, was how you talked about stereotypes and judgments. And I'm wondering if you could give our audience just a little glimpse of what it looks like when you're in that situation and your butt talks back to you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to real quickly reflect back to what you were just saying. You just gave my book like a whole new genre. That's amazing, and I guess it is. It is a bit different, and it's not, just to be absolutely clear, it's not a full memoir, but it certainly is a lot of pieces, in my life. So, but wow, that's I'm going to use that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So now you're asking about stereotypes and judgments. Yes, I mean, we all get stereotyped and judged to one degree or another, correct? I mean, to a smaller or lesser degree.
Yeah.
And some people have grave stereotypes and some people have less, and they might seem like they are less at least, but we all live with the stereotypes that are put on us. So And we go through it. We have, I think they are partially shaping us because there is a lot of focus on perhaps one thing. And, in my case specifically, I have been stereotyped quite a bit given my, physical appearance, how people interpret that. Being blonde, being Swedish, and having this big booty behind me, I have gotten a lot of comments like, oh, I didn't think you would be so deep. Oh, somebody looking like you, I didn't think you had so much to say. And, things like that. And it can be quite disturbing and hurtful at times, because even though they're kind of a backhanded way of giving me a compliment, when you really think about it, it's just giving this just stereotype on somebody who happens to look like me, that we should be a certain way, that we should be either, you know, ditzy or cold, being Swedish, or you know, it the list goes on and on. So I talk a lot about that, and you know, reflect it in a way that I hope can, you know, the people can sort of turn it into their own experiences.
Well, I absolutely think that from what I experienced reading the Booty Chronicles, that you are absolutely aligned with that intention. A lot of people will see themselves in the book and will be able to deal with some of the painful situations that that accompany life. And I'm just guessing that it must have been really frustrating to be in some of those situations, and, you know, somebody wanting courtesy and respect and consideration. I'm guessing that must have been really challenging. So thank you for sharing your experience with the world, and thank you for being OSA.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Oh, and I received that gratitude with the beauty that it was given. Now, my next question, I'm wondering, how do you stay in one's truth and honor your integrity when you're getting a $1 million proposal?
Well, you can deal with it in a way, I guess, that you can, you know, laugh about it. And, you know, on the one hand, to be offered $1 million for sexual favors for a night can be obviously taken offensively, sort of demeaning, you know, whatever you want to take from it. But I just decided to, I handled it in a certain way, and coming from the person that I am, and that's explained there, so I'm not going to give too much of that away. But ultimately, I also thought to myself, you know, I this is kind of a story that if I ever have grandkids, maybe I can tell them that, hey, you know, grandma was always worth $1 million back in the day.
Grandma had it going on.
You know, so I just kind of decided to look at it that way. But obviously, I took away a bunch of bells from it as well. And it was just one of those, like, man, are there cameras in here? Is it the second installment of Indecent Proposal? But, yeah, it's quite a story. Yeah.
And for those of you who are listening, since I know this story, you are in for a very special treat. And this story alone might be worth getting the Booty Chronicles just all by itself, you know, other than the self-help wisdom, other than the memoir adventure, other than the beautiful photographs that are in the picture. And before I get to our last question, wow, this interview went so fast. The Booty Chronicles is just so fascinating. Time flies. Before I get to this last question, why don't we let everybody know where they can pick up their copy of the Booty Chronicles, Osa?
Well, the best place, actually, the best price is to pick it up at lulu.com. And it can also be picked up at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and BAM.
Nice. BAM.
BAM, yeah.
And we have the links to your Facebook page. We have the links to your Instagram page. We have the links to your website. And we have the link to your book site at lulu.com, all in the description. So for those of you who are wanting to connect with OSA, you have a plethora of ways to reach this wonderful, lovely, spiritual being having a human experience as a book author. So, our final question as we wrap – oh, you're very welcome. Our final question as we wrap up Simba Radio for the day is, I hear that you have a very special and favorite quote, and a little birdie told me that the author of the quote, or a family member, so to speak, once serenaded you with your favorite quote. So I'm wondering if you would, I'm being very cloak and dagger, would you be willing to enlighten the audience as to what your favorite quote was and how you were serenaded with it?
Yes, my favorite quote is, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I do my absolute best to live by that. And it happened so that Gandhi's grandson serenaded me in Hindi with that quote. And so that was just absolutely amazing and incredible. And that also is brought up in the book about how, you know, being the change that we wish to see, because how else are we really going to affect change? If we just talk about it, that's not going to do it. So, yeah, that was absolutely such an amazing thing to be serenaded by Gandhi's grandson.
Well, that is awesome. And this is a great place to pause. And I just want to thank you, Osa, for being the change you wish to see in the world and giving us an opportunity to be the change we wish to see the world by way of the Booty Chronicles. It's almost an energetic extension of your favorite quote. And if there's any last thing that you want to share with the audience before we throw it down with some little empathy hip hop, this is your time, Osa.
Well, maybe I can extend it a little bit by saying, you know, about the book that it's, you know, the really short version is staying in one's truth no matter what comes at you while laughing your ass off and being the change. And so, you know, it's also this thing about my booty talking back. You know, I figured, you know, to have all these experiences and writing about them and then getting into these life things and then put a fun spin on it, you know. So that's what I was trying to accomplish with it, and I hope that you feel that I did, and I hope you really, really enjoy it.
And that message is for me and for all of those listening. And me personally, I did absolutely enjoy every minute, and it has transformed my life already. And do me a favor, Osa, and say that last little piece again about being the change and the ass. Say that little blip again, and we'll finish with that.
Okay. It's the Booty Chronicles is about staying in one's truth no matter what comes at you while laughing your ass off and being the change.
You guys heard it. This is Simba Radio, and I'm just going to leave you with that. Oh, I guess I'll leave you with this. The way I see it, life's a celebration, especially when we observe without evaluation. Thank you, Osa.
If your life is carefree, if not, I invite you to a new strategy. When someone comes at you, instead of feeling dread, hear this little ditty playing in your head. See me beautiful, see the best in me. That's what I really am, that's all I wanna be. It may take time, it may be hard to find, but see me beautiful in your mind. See me beautiful each and every day. Could you take a chance? Could you find a way to see me shining through in everything I do? And see me beautiful, let the love come through.
Peace, nonviolent communication. Friends, Simba to the Lion King, shades of brown.